Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 28, 2025, through Friday, May 2, 2025. Monday, April 28, 2025. Texas pharmacist sentenced to over 17 years in prison in order to forfeit $405 million in assets for defrauding the Department of Labor. Deshed Norian was sentenced to 17 years and 6 months in prison and ordered to pay $115 million in restitution for his role in a $145 million scheme to defraud the Department of Labor through the submission of fraudulent claims for prescription compound creams. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Norian and others conspired to pay doctors to prescribe medically unnecessary compound creams to injured federal workers. Norian and others owned and operated three pharmacies located in Fort Worth and Arlington, Texas. Over the course of the scheme, they paid doctors millions of dollars in illegal bribes and kickbacks for referring expensive compound medications to be filled by those pharmacies. Evidence at trial showed that these compounds were being mixed in the back rooms of pharmacies by untrained teenagers at a cost to the defendants at around $15 per prescription and then billed to the Department of Labor's Office of Workers' Compensation Programs for as much as $16,000 per prescription. Patients who received the creams testified at trial to the creams' ineffectiveness and, in some instances, that using the creams resulted in painful, irritating skin rashes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, April 29, 2025. Mansfield tax preparer sentenced in tax and PPP loan fraud schemes ordered to pay $10.2 million in restitution. Festus Adonisimi pleaded guilty to charges related to his false preparation of tax returns. Adonisimi was sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison. According to court documents, Adonisimi was the owner of a tax preparation business, FA Tax, where he and other tax preparers prepared fraudulent tax returns for their clients, often causing the IRS to issue refunds to those clients. As part of the plea deal, Adonisimi also admitted that he fraudulently obtained two Paycheck Protection Program PPP loans totaling $760,415 under the Small Business Administration's COVID-19 relief program. The court ordered Adonisimi to pay restitution in relation to both the tax fraud and the PPP loan fraud. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Former NFL player sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for real estate and gold mine Ponzi scheme that caused $5.3 million in losses. Former NFL linebacker John Robert Leake was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison for running a Ponzi scheme in which he defrauded investors out of more than $5 million by lying to them that he was involved in lucrative luxury real estate investments, gold mines in Alaska and Ghana, and other ventures, and promising them high rates of return on their investments. Leake pleaded guilty in September 2024 to one count of wire fraud and one count of transactional money laundering. From June 2015 to March 2020, Leake solicited money from victims by falsely claiming that he was participating in multiple lucrative business ventures, including subletting luxury real estate properties and real estate investing. Leake offered his victims the opportunity to loan him funds for him to invest in these purported ventures in exchange for a high rate of return. Leake fraudulently offered to personally guarantee returns of the victims' loans and provided them promissory notes purporting to memorialize his promises to repay the victims at a fixed rate interest. Leake's lies to his victims included his claims that his business ventures were successful and that he had accumulated substantial personal assets and income. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Cryptocurrency founder and CEO convicted of wire fraud and money laundering in connection with marketing and sale of AML Bitcoin. Roland Marcus Andrade was convicted of wire fraud and money laundering in connection with the fraudulent marketing and sale of a cryptocurrency called AML Bitcoin, a scheme that raised millions of dollars through false and misleading statements to investors about the cryptocurrency and the purported technology behind it. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Andrade made false statements to the public and potential purchasers of AML Bitcoin, misrepresenting the development of the technology, its viability, potential business deals, and release date. Andrade falsely claimed, among other misrepresentations, that the Panama Canal Authority was close to permitting AML Bitcoin to be used for ships passing through the Panama Canal when no such agreement existed. According to evidence presented at trial, Andrade diverted more than $2 million in proceeds from the sale of AML Bitcoin and spent it on personal expenses, including the purchase of 2 properties in Texas and 2 luxury automobiles. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Iranian national indicted for operating online marketplace offering fentanyl and money laundering services. Behrouz Parsarad, an Iranian national, was charged in a federal indictment for his alleged role as the founder and operator of Nemesis Market, a dark web marketplace for illegal drugs and criminal cyber services, such as stolen financial information, fraudulent identification documents, counterfeit currencies, and computer malware. According to the indictment, Persad, 36, of Tehran, launched Nemesis Market on the dark web in March 2021. At its peak, Nemesis Market had over 150,000 users and more than 1,100 vendor accounts registered worldwide. Between 2021 and 2024, Nemesis Market processed more than 400,000 orders. Of these, more than 55,000 orders were categorized as orders for stimulants, including methamphetamine, cocaine, cocaine base, crack cocaine, and other controlled substances. An additional 17,000 orders were categorized as orders for opioids, including fentanyl, heroin, and oxycodone. According to Matthew R. Gelati, head of the U.S. DOJ Criminal Division, the allegations in this indictment span over 400,000 transactions involving fentanyl, other dangerous drugs, and a wide range of contraband made accessible on the dark net for more than 3 years. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.